as we get closer to Shavuos, the Ramazim in the Parshas to Shavuos get more and more obvious, especially after crossing the transition of Lag BaOmer, at the end of Lag BaOmer, is that now we're closer rather than further away. So after Lag BaOmer, we come to Parshas Bahar. It talks about Har Sinai, as in Ma'amad Har Sinai. And sure enough, the very first Rashi in the Parsha talks about, that why was, Shemitah said, particularly in context of Har Sinai, Ma Shemitah Nemru Kalseh Pratoseh B'dukhem Mi Sinai, Avkulam Nemru Kalseh Pratoseh B'dukhem Mi Sinai, just like Shemitah, we see that all the details of, just like Shemitah, we find that all the details of Shemitah were said in this week's Parsha in context of Har Sinai. So we learn out that also all the mitzvahs were taught in detail by Sinai. So you see that we're talking about Matan Torah and Har Sinai. Truth is, there's something a little bit deeper. You should ask a question. All right, why was Shemitah singled out? It's using the Midah, Shadarah Shabachal, Yatza Menhal, Mikal Lulamed, Lola Lamed al Atratza, Lamed al Klal Kulo Yatza. If Shemitah's being singled out as an example, just like Shemitah, so also all, you could have chosen any other mitzvah. Why did the Torah decide to make Shemitah the example to teach you about how all the mitzvahs were also taught at Har Sinai in detail? So I was thinking like this, the Medrash in this week's Parsha, says a similar drasha to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, blessed be Hashem, his angels, Gibore Koch of mighty power, Osei Devoro, that do as he say, Lishmoa, because we're going to hear the sound of what Hashem wants, what Hashem says. So this Pasuk refers to Am Yisrael, that said Naaseh before Nishma, in preparation for Ma'amad Har Sinai, because it says, Osei Devoro, and then Lishmoa B'Kodvoro. They do what he says, and then they hear, right? So that's Am Yisrael that said Naaseh before Nishma, and just like the Pasuk of Tzad, Baruch Hashem Malachav, so that's what a Basko came out and said, Mi Gila Roze Lebanai Shemalchi Asharas Misham Shiba, who's the one who revealed this secret to my children, Am Yisrael, because they're acting like angels, saying Naaseh before Mishma. So in the Medrash in this week's Parsha, they add on another drasha on that pasuk. Ika da Amri b'shomrei shviyas hakasuk medaber. That pasuk of Baruch Hashem Malachi Baruch Koch also drasha Shmo b'kol dvoro refers to those who keep Shemitah. That's the same pasuk that we learn out Am Yisrael having said Naaseh v'nishma, being on the Madrega of angels. That same pasuk is applied to those who keep Shemitah. So the common denominator is, it's easy to say Naaseh v'nishma. Can you live it? All right. So now Shemitah, right? You actually live it, because you're putting your life on the line, and you're not going to work for a whole year. And this is back in those days, was an agrarian society. The main livelihood was from agriculture. You're putting your life on the line, right? That's Naaseh before Nishma, right? Because you're doing it first, and then you'll see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill all the promises, that he's not going to abandon you and it'll all work out okay. So that's definitely the common denominator between Shemitah is a type of mitzvah that you live Naaseh v'nishma, and therefore it's very apropos that it should be chosen the example of what went on in Har Sinai, because this mitzvah parallels the power of Naaseh v'nishma, which made us worthy of Ma'amad Har Sinai, and the subsequent giving of the Torah. But a question I want to raise is as follows. I want to discuss the hardest line in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Hardest line in the Haggadah to understand. What's the hardest line in the Haggadah Shel Pesach to understand? Definitely the hardest line, hands down. Ilu kirvanu lifnei Har Sinai v'lo nasan lanu es hatardein. If HaKadosh would have drawn us close to Har Sinai, that's also, you have to understand why that verb is used. If he would have drawn us close to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah, that would have been enough. What do you do at Har Sinai if you don't get a Torah? This is before the resorts, right? There's nothing to do there, right? Right? It's got to be the most difficult line in the whole Haggadah. We come to Har Sinai because Har Sinai and not kind of Torah would have been, what did you do there? Right? What would you do there? Thank God we got the Torah there. I was out in the desert. Right? So the Ramchal's Yahrzeit is coming up Sunday night. Chaf Vav Iyar. Yesod should be Yesod is the Yahrzeit of the Ramchal. So let's say something over from the Ramchal. He addresses this question in his Sefer Das Tvunas. And he says like this, he doesn't say this question, but we could also preface with another question. We call it Chag Matan Toratenu. It's a very strange verb. We don't say Chag Kabbalata Torah, and we don't even say Chag Netinata Torah. It wasn't like the Torah was literally given, and we certainly don't say that the Torah was received, because says the Ramchal, it wasn't. What happened on Shavuos? How many mitzvahs did we actually get? How much Torah did we learn on Shavuos back then?
Tuf Reish Vav.
What? Right, Tuf Reish Vav.
606 plus the
Bnei
Noach we had already.
Right. Yeah, but that's not the case. How many mitzvahs are there in the Aseret HaDibros? Roughly 14, because the second Dibur is complex. The Loyachav, Los Shtachvem, Los Avdem. Maybe 14, 15 mitzvahs is all there is in the Aseret HaDibros. Now, after Shavuos, the next day Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, 40 days and 40 nights, and that's what Rashi is referring to in this week's Parsha, that Klol Tem, Protem, Dugem, or Misinai, means when he went up to the mountain, he went up to Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights after Shavuos. That's when he got the whole Torah, Kol Teh, Prateh, V'diktukel. Right? So, what about Shavuos' Matan Torah? We got 14 mitzvahs. Right? Something like that. Some of them we had already, because we've got Shabbos and Mora, right? And some of them were already, like you said, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, like Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinach. Right? Or Rismila. Rismila had already, right, from Mitzrayim, right? So says the Ramchal like this, right? Famous, everyone knows the famous Gemara in Kiddushin. It's something that we always say. It's not something that we easily understand. Gadol ha-mitzuveh v'oiseh mimi she'eno mitzuveh v'oiseh. Someone who is commanded, has the chiyuv to do it. He is greater than the person who does the mitzvah voluntarily. Like a woman who sits in sukkah, she's potter from sukkah, and a man sits in sukkah, right? The one who is greater, we have to discuss what that means, greater, right, is the one who has the tzivui. Many pshatim have been said, but the Ramchal says his own pshat in this piece that I'm mentioning. And he says, I'll tell you what it is. There's a huge difference between the one who's obligated and the one who is doing the mitzvah voluntarily, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him to do it. The one who is obligated, has the tzivui, has the power of God behind him. He has clearance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of the Universe, to make a difference with this action. And therefore, the mitzvah v'oseh shakes up heaven and earth with that mitzvah. Everything that we learn in Kabbalah, when Nefesh HaChaim talks in Shar Av, that it makes tikkunim and it shakes up the world, and makes the world a better place. The world is changed every time a Jew does a mitzvah. Says the Ramchal, that's only by the mitzvah v'oseh. Because he's on a mission from God to do it, so he has the power of God behind him. He's got clearance. He's got the status. He's got the authorization, right? The clearance to make a difference. The Eino Mitzvah V'Osa is just doing something nice, right? And it's nice only because he's volunteering. But he was never licensed to make a difference, with this action. The one who got the tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he has the power of God on him. Because of the tzivui. Right? He says, that's the pshat. Golo mitzvah v'osa, misha eno mitzvah v'osa. Right? The one who, he is greater because he's the one who's changing the world because he has clearance and divine power in his action. And that's why he's going to change reality. The eno mitzvah v'osa doesn't do it. And that's why, right, if the goyim would now take on our tariag mitzvahs, right, it won't make a difference. They won't move anything, they won't change anything, because they don't have clearance to make a difference with these mitzvahs. Whether it's a guy, whether you train a monkey to shake lulav and put on tefillin, right, won't make a difference. It's not going to make any change in reality, because they were never granted power by God to make a difference that way. That is a gadol mitzvah v'oseh. Right? So says the Ramchal. Right? That's what happened at Har Sinai. That's not called Chag Kabbalah Satorah or Chag Nesina Satorah. We didn't actually get Torah. The Matan, the giving was, you know what we got at Har Sinai? We got clearance. We got clearance to do all the mitzvahs. Right? And that's why the verb, Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. We were drawn close and we were made members of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cabinet. Right? And therefore granted the authorization, because we're his people, to change the world with whatever he'll give us to do. That's what we got. And that's why it's called Chag Matan Torah, not Netinat Torah. We're not actually given the information of Torah that was taught to us gradually over the 40 years in the desert. Right? What happened at Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Matan, the giving, was the giving of clearance. And that's why it's called Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai. We were drawn close. And he says, it's besod, right? This idea is alluded to also in davening every day, in Birchos Kriya Shema. As you know, the bracha before Shema, HaBocher Ba'Moiso Ba'ava, could also double as Birchos HaTorah. Right? If a person forgot or has a suffix, if he has a moin, so Ava Rabba could be Birchos HaTorah. So we say there, V'keiraftanu L'Shimcha HaGadol. And that's how we end off the bracha. Right, we're drawn close to the divine name. Right? And he says that's Kirvon of Yerushalayim, Kirvon Shimcha HaGadol. We're drawn close to the divine name. That the idea of what happens at Shavuos is it's like the bar mitzvah of Am Yisrael. Pesach we were born. Shavuos is our bar mitzvah. That we became mitzvah in mitzvahs, even though we weren't taught the mitzvahs yet. But it's called that we got the Torah in the sense that we got authorization. That we're going to be the people that when the Torah will be taught to us, we're the type of people that will change the world as we're doing, which what makes them all hate us so much, right? Because we're ruining their way of life, right? You know, we got the authorization to be that type of people that we're. So that's what the Haggadah means. Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew us close to him by Har Sinai. So even if there would have been that, v'lo nasalon Torah, you have not taught us the Torah subsequently during the 40 years in the desert. Also, Dayenu, because whatever mitzvahs we would have done, the little bit that we were taught before, now there's a whole different, it makes a whole different cosmic difference. Because before Ma'amad Har Sinai, we were like the Bnei Noach. The Bnei Noach, their seven mitzvahs, they don't change the world. Right? The Ramchal himself writes this in the Derech Hashem, that even though they have seven mitzvahs, their mitzvahs don't work the way our mitzvahs work. You know, their mitzvahs is to keep them out of trouble. Right? Our mitzvahs is that every time we do a mitzvah, we are, you know, affecting reality, causing the good in reality to be reinforced and the evil in reality to be pushed down. And that's why through our mitzvahs that we do in the course of the generations, the world is evolving and moving closer to Mashiach and moving closer to Olam Haba. Their mitzvahs don't do that. They were never granted that type of level of obligation, that type of level of clearance. So if we would have just gotten Kerbal Fnei Har Sinai, so even the Sheva mitzvahs that we knew already and the mitzvahs that we got in Mara would be, that alone would be world changers, even if we have not been taught the rest of the Tariq mitzvahs. That's what we're supposed to look forward to on Shavuos. It's a renewal of our commitment to the Torah, but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is renewed, Mitzah, what he gives us, the Matan, the giving is a renewal of the clearance and the authorization to change the world with mitzvahs.